Where will man go if all we desire in life is BlackBerry and Apple devices? Bananas? You see, it is evidently clear that we all whine and go crazy about life always giving us less than we deserve. It's a harsh reality. So the truth isn't quite easy to bear, cause we live with a conviction that it's best to beware, that life is not meant to be fair, cause where's the thing when you need it? And people who pretend to really care and show up just in time when you expect them to be there are undeniably rare. True. But to me, life is not fair is a cliche that denotes failure. When expectations fall less to what people think or say you are, you say life is not fair until you make it. And then it is?
My father said, are you loyal, babe? Does it really measure how much could you get to sleep? What you really want, is it really what you get? Cause that's not what you need in life and fake. Life ain't fair, you say life ain't fair. But life is fair, life is fair, life is fair.
Oh, you say it on behalf of that one person we all had high hopes for, but is now so poor, sick, mad, or worse, walking on the streets naked, when you and I know so well that life is how you make it. See what the truth hurts, and it's a bitter pill to swallow. But the path you tread on, if they insist is risky still, then why go? To feed your curiosity, then you may be liable to the mystery you seek to unravel. See, life fucks everybody up, so why is life not fair? You may come up with your argument, that's if mine is not clear. Comment and review, let it be in line with what you just heard, cause I've got enough time of mine to spare just to paint a vivid picture of how man blames life and not ourselves when we are in despair. Apparently, the religious believe their lives form the core of God's plan. But the veil of ignorance, serving as a shield against blame, a self-fulfilling prophecy, gets them locked up in a paradox of trusting a force yet deeming by art its plan. If life is not fair, well then it's safe to say without dismay that God is not fair. But we all know he keeps his end of the bargain. See, he promised you life and any other thing only if you care to mention his name. To me, life is fair, but it's people who are not. Give it a thought. Pineapples have crowns, but who calls them the kings of fruit? An orange is an orange, when green is the color we've been seeing since. True, one fruit, but it's called pear. It may sound silly because it has the same pronunciations but different meanings. But we all claim to be human beings, but how many of us are really being humans? They say life is sweet when your passion is fruitful. So as God, work hard and trust less, because life is fair when you make yours useful.
Say,
See me, I don't understand it. You can be there and then you don't do anything and then some sickness will attack you. Me, some people too will be there and then they get knocked down by a car. But how can you tell me that life is fair? Me, I don't understand this. I don't understand this at all.
Or even the kids in Syria and Somalia, they have been suffering all these years. I think the ones that cause this, and you're saying life is fair. Tell us how life is fair.
See, I'll not quiver in my claims, neither will I watch my tone. What do I have to say for the kids in the war-torn zones? Who lose their mothers, fathers and the young ones home, they fall victim and witness so much that they can't condone? You may have a point, cause I've lost faith in humanity. But who is behind the bombs, the nukes and the guns they point? It's not life but me and men like you and me, with our bare hands writing our own eulogies. So why blame life when man is the cause of all this? An excuse? Well, the story has a bad plot twist. Life is fair.